Chazal note in the Medrash Tanchuma, as they so often do, the order of the stories in the Torah. And therefore they ask, as Rashi quotes, why the story of the Meraglim is juxtaposed to what ended last week's Parsha, which is of course the story of Miriam and getting in trouble for what she said about Moshe. Why is there that juxtaposition? Why does last week's Parsha end with Miriam and this week's Parsha begin with Chet HaMeraglim? Chazal answers, Rashi quotes very famously, that there was a repetition of the same mistake. After all, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, and now these Rashaim Halalu, says Rashi, they also spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And they made a terrible mistake because Ra'u V'lo Lakhu Musar. They saw what happened to Miriam and they didn't learn a lesson. And in order for us to learn that lesson, we have the juxtaposition of these two stories, one next to the other. Really? That's the big lesson we're supposed to take here? Rashaim Halalu, Chazal, Rashi describe these Meraglim as wicked people, and we know, unfortunately, that they were. But because they didn't learn a lesson, that's the first thing we need to know about them? This is what made them Rashaim? This is what's being emphasized? This is the first thing we hear? Despite the fact that, as Chazal tell us, not only did they do such terrible damage because of their Lashon Hara, but in fact, when they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't strong enough to defeat the seven nations, they basically committed an act of heresy of Kfira. Terrible. That made them Rashaim. Rav lo lachu musar, that's the big thing. That's what we lead off with. Hard to understand. And Rav Yeruchim Levavitz, the famed Mashgiach of the Mir and his Sefer Da'as Torah and Sefer Bamidbar, he points out that, of course, that's not the worst thing that they did, but it was the cause of all of those other, even more serious sins. Had they learned the lesson of Miriam, had they been Lokeach Musar, then they never would have come to violate even those other more serious Averos. And this, Rav Yerachim explains, is really one of the foundational points of the Musar movement, something we should all take to heart. There are things that occur in our lives. We need to learn from those experiences. But there are also things that happen to other people, but happen all around us. And we need to learn lessons from those experiences as well. We need to keep our eyes and ears open and learn, not only from our own experiences, successes and failures, but also from everything that's happening around us, so that if we too are confronted sometime in the future with something similar, we will be prepared. Everything we experience, directly or indirectly, is really a subtle message being sent to us from Hashem. But it only helps if we hear. It only helps if we see that message, if we learn a lesson. We must not be like the spies who were ro'u v'lo lakhu musar. The key to our success is to be ro'a, and most importantly, lokeach musar, to learn a lesson from all of those experiences. Rashi here at the outset of the Parsha quotes yet another comment of the Tanchuma, of the Medrash, which emphasizes that even though the Pasuk says Shlach Lecha, that Hashem is telling Moshe to send the spies, you shouldn't think that this is because it's Hashem's idea, that Hashem wants it, that it's a mitzvah from Hashem. But rather, it's really the initiative is coming from below, from the nation, and Hashem is just acceding to their request. After all, I told you, says Hashem, I told you already that the land is good. But if you, the nation, want to check it out for yourself, okay, then I'm willing to let you do it, so be my guest. But you should know that if you do that, it could all end up okay. It could work out. But it's also possible that they'll make a mistake and this could be a big, big catastrophe. But that's what you want? Okay, I'll give you the opportunity. You could do the right thing, but it's also a makom litos. It could end up poorly. This phrase of ani nosin lehem makom litos that Rashi quotes from, so to speak, the mouth of Hashem describing the behavior of the people in the Meraglim, says Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz again, this is recalling or revealing a profound spiritual truth. And that is that we all need some form of siyata d'shmaya, some divine assistance to make sure that we stay on the straight and narrow. We like to think that even completely on our own, we're independent, we can do it, we don't need anyone's help. And the reality is, it may be a harsh truth, but it's a truth worth hearing, that if we're left completely on our own, the reality is without any help from above, we would not be able to be consistently successful. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, no reason to deny it. It's part of the human condition. As the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, every day the Yetzer Hara comes after us. And we are successful only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Hashem helps us. And Rav Yeruchim explains and elaborates that Hashem is willing and happy to help us, but only if we want His help, and only if we demonstrate that we want His help by putting in our own effort. Unfortunately, if the opposite is the case, if like the nation at this fateful juncture, we choose not to do that, we clearly don't want a Kaddish Baruch Hu's help, then Hashem is willing to say, okay, you don't want my help? Good luck. Do it on your own. They thought they could be successful. They thought they could do it on their own. But unfortunately, as we see, they couldn't. On their own, they failed. Perhaps this is all summed up in a short but powerful statement of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet. Haba l'taher, says the Gemara, a person who comes, haba l'taher, to live a life of tahara, to do the right thing, Hashem says, Messiah, so I'm willing to help you. But the opposite, God forbid, haba l'tamei, a person who's willing and interested in doing the wrong thing, haba l'tamei, then poschenlo, Hashem's not going to help you, he's not going to push you to do the wrong thing, but poschenlo, he'll open the door for you, so to speak, he'll give you that chance. And Rav Yeruchim explains that really, in this one little Gemara, even in one word, encapsulates the ikar avoda of a person in this world, in life. The ikar avoda, the main task of every person is the haba, that desire, that initial effort. That's going to determine who we are. Are we a haba, the taher person? Are we trying to do the right thing? Do we want Hashem's help? Messiah Nosso, he'll give it to us. But if God forbid we're haba, le tamei, then Hashem says, okay, I'm out. You do what you need. And the lesson for us is clear and critical. We are not helpless and we cannot be passive. We must put in the effort and we have to have the desire to succeed. But if we do that, unlike the nation of the Meraglim at that critical juncture, then we can, and Mirtz Hashem will, merit an assist from above for that help when we need a little something extra. And we all do need a little extra help. We all need backup. And the good news is that we'll have it if we want it. But if we don't want our Kaddish Baruch Hu's help, then he'll give us what we want. But as we learn from the Meraglim, be careful what you wish for.